The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan has a bye this week before hosting Michigan State on October 7th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with FanRecSports.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. A lot of talk about the defense, 30 rushing yards let up against Purdue. Devin Bush has been just really good this year, really quick everywhere around the ball. What kind of growth have you seen out of Devin? Just his physical play, and where do you see his potential going?
Been very competent, great improvement. And he came in as a really good player, as a true freshman, was in playing on as a backup and also played on all the special teams as a freshman and has grown and grown. This year, ascending player. I would expect that he can continue to get better in experience, and more he sees things, the more competent I think he'll get. But I think he's also playing really well, benefiting, playing with Mike McCray, who's a great student of the game, and is always in the right place and always has the instincts. I think that's they've become a good tandem, and it's been good for Devin to play with Mike in that way. The attention Rashawn Gary's getting that is helping all the defensive players, and the way Chase Winovich is playing, the way the guys in the front are playing really helps the linebackers. I mean, it's a team effort, team defense system that Don Brown has, and at the front of the list is Devin Bush as far as talent and effort, et cetera. So very competent.
I could follow up real quick. In the fourth quarter, I was sifting through some stats. I think it's like 63 plays, 152 yards, basically 2.4 yards per play. What can you say just as far as the defense's ability to clamp down in the fourth quarter?
Well, it's been good. You know, they were getting off the field this pass ball game, three and outs, and that was, I mean, that's great because they were giving it back to our offense, who was controlling the football and going on the 80-yard drives 10-plus minutes in the third quarter. And I can't remember what the fourth quarter was, but it seemed like it was up there, 10 or 11 in the fourth quarter as well. And that's – nobody can get yards on you when your offense is controlling the football that way because your defense isn't out there. So I'd say a combination of those two things in the past ball game. For sure that the defense was stopping them quick, getting the ball back for the offense, and the offense was controlling the ball.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from the line of Steve Helwigan, 27 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Heard your comments yesterday about the Big Ten locker room situation. I know you don't want to probably dwell on that in the limited time you have, but the Big Ten's response was that there are processes in place to make corrections of this nature. Is it your sentiment, your feeling, with the revenue that these Big Ten schools are bringing in, that there's no excuse for conditions to be like this? You've had other coaches speak out in support of what you said, and their response was almost like, well, we handle that in the off season, as opposed to saying there's a problem. Are we back to square one already?
I don't know. I mean, our athletic director has addressed it. Ward has told me that it's on their agenda, athletic director's agenda for October. And, yeah, feelings are well known. I think it should be addressed right away. And as I said, we're going to look into ourselves first. That's the first thing I said we're going to do, and we are doing that. This needs to come from the Big Ten. It should be addressed by the conference. Went out of my way to say it's not just Purdue, and been in hundreds of locker rooms, hundreds and hundreds, And it's unacceptable. And some that say that it's acceptable, then they don't subscribe to the same acceptable as I do.
Yep.
And you know, I would further say that I think we all do. I think we all appreciate the effort of the players and the sacrifice here at Michigan and all across the country. And we feel it's important to speak about this and their health, their safety, their welfare, and talking about all players who participate in intercollegiate football and want to speak out on their behalf on matters of health and safety. And if I'm or we are wrong about caring about their safety and their health, then so be it. But I think it's our responsibility to do that.
Okay. Very good, Coach. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, I was curious if you'd have any conversations with your players about protesting, you know, expressing themselves that way, whether it's during the anthem or not, and what those conversations have been like with your players.
Well, they're personal conversations. I think respect, the gist of it is that you respect what somebody has, what they believe, and respect for them to address the anthem as they believe and see fit.
How would you feel if some of your players chose to kneel during the anthem?
I would respect their right to do so.
Thanks, Coach.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Casey Campbell with G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to ask you about Wilton Speight. What is his condition right now, and what are his goals for the bye week?
Well, I talked about that yesterday. If we were playing a game this week, he wouldn't be able to play. And he's hopeful to get back as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.